My name is Douglas Chang. I'm the Chief of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation in the Department of Orthopedic Surgery at the University of California, San Diego Medical Center. I wanted to talk to you today a little bit about spine pain. Before we start that discussion, however, I wanted to go over some of the anatomy of the spine. I have a plastic model here, and there's a few components to the spine. First of all, there are bony segments. They're separated out by little vertebral discs, which serves as rubbery cushions that give us flexibility to the spine. In the back of the spine, there are small facet joints, which are articulating joints, F-A-C-E-T, facets, and they run up and down both sides of the spine. The spinal cord is depicted here in yellow. And that is the information superhighway that connects the brain to the rest of our bodies. At various levels, there are branches which provide connections to our extremities, in this case the arms, to the vital organs, and down here to the legs. Now, things that can go wrong with the spine are a handful of conditions. First of all, these discs are like jelly-filled donuts, and you can have little tears, protrusions, disc bulges. Sometimes these disc herniations or protrusions are big enough to exert an effect on the nerve, and people experience burning pain running down the legs. Another condition that can occur, these facet joints have a tendency to develop osteophytes. I liken that to a mineral crust that develops over the decades in our plumbing pipe fixtures at home. Similar to our plumbing, if these bone spurs become too big, they can exert a mass effect on these nerves again, this time coming from behind, whereas before the discs were exerting an effect from in front, causing the sciatic pain running down the leg. Now, what do we do about this? The treatments for spine pain have just a handful of options. First of all, there are medications, and they run the gamut from simple over-the-counter analgesics to opioids. And in between, there's a handful of medications, which are sometimes not thought of by a lot of the primary care physicians in the field, and I wanted to alert you to that. One is the medicine gabapentin. That's a neuropathic pain medication. And there are some other new research on antidepressants, such as duloxetine, in helping painful neuropathic conditions. In addition to medications, physical therapy is a recommended treatment for back pain and neck pain. That involves strengthening the core, the stomach muscles, the back muscles, the bladder floor, and the diaphragm. A lot of times my patients will go to physical therapy, and the emphasis will not be so much on an active conditioning program of the spine and of the core, but a reliance on passive modalities, which I really frown upon, electrical stimulation, laser light therapy, things like that. I really don't like the therapist to be spending too much time on that. Apart from physical therapy, conditioning, medications, there are a couple of interventions which are a little bit more aggressive, which can be quite effective in the treatment of spine pain. There's a small but nice body of literature pointing to the use of cortisone shots to these facet joint areas. That can be followed up with another process called radiofrequency ablation, and that shows some promise in the treatment of back pain, non-radiating back pain, as well as neck pain. I'm using the lumbar spine here just because it's a little bit bigger in the model. Another form of injection involves epidural treatments, and these epidurals are similar to the epidurals that a woman might get during labor and delivery. However, when the pain patients come in, we do these procedures with the addition of X-ray fluoroscopy, which helps localize our needle and gives us an additional factor of safety when performing the procedure. The idea is to provide some cortisone and perhaps a little bit of anesthetic to these irritated nerve roots to help cool down the swelling and remove sciatic or radicular pain running down the extremities, in this case the legs and up here down the arms. It's quite effective, actually. There are a few avenues through which we can deliver the medication in an epidural. One route is called the interlaminar route, where we go between the lamina. Another route is a transforaminal approach or a selective nerve root approach, and that comes in at an oblique angle right around the nerve root tunnel. And a third approach is called the caudal approach, which is a small tunnel, which is at the base of the sacrum and above the coccyx. And a needle will go about a quarter of an inch in and deliver medication, which will go up and down the discs and nerves and treat that pain. My name is Douglas Chang. I'm from UC San Diego Medical Center.